The day came at last when Hugo brought the oxen and car to the door to take Grandmother and Fioretta to the station at Florence. Annina looked a little pale, but she cheerfully helped Grandmother and Fioretta into the car and handed Fioretta the bundle wrapped in an old shawl which held her rather skimpy wardrobe. Then, with a laugh, Fioretta jumped out.
"Me?" she cried. "I'm not going at all. Do not think it. I have packed Annina's clothes into the bundle. It is Annina that is going. Me? Why should I leave the Giotto's tower? Naples would look shabby to me. Annina may go and see that Vesuvius and that."
For just a moment, Annina could not speak. Then she said, "But our Mario, he is the oldest. He could take the best care of Grandmother. Me, I shall not go. I shall kneel in the cathedral on Sunday and pray for a safe journey for Grandmother and Mario." Then there follow those shouts and gestures that always accompany an argument in Italy, in which all are talking at the same time. And in the end, it was Mario, shy and gloriously happy, who went with Grandmother to Naples.